This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And something that kind of had the internet, I wouldn't say going nuts or anything like that, but on my timeline, I love when younger folks discover something that kind of been obvious and been talking points for years.
It's always fun. There's waves of learning.
Where
always.
They like, wow, Tupac and Biggie had a beef?
Oh, that one's crazy.
That wasn't it. I'm overreacting to this.
Bobby Caldwell being white is one of those ones that pops up every time. A lot of times.
Yeah, no, I love when younger folks discover something that we kind of been talking about for a little bit. And one of the things they discovered was Tupac had a beef with Michael Jackson.
That was making the rounds last week and earlier this week.
Yeah, he actually had a beef with Michael Jackson. And that beef actually ended up physical at one point.
Yeah, well, I know
who won that fight.
who you think won?
The man from Gary, Indiana.
Come on.
Hey, we're going to get to that in a minute. But
Lopez, you better know about Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, so here's a story about Tupac pretty much being really upset with Michael Jackson and felt disrespected over a collab they were supposed to do.
Pac mentioned one time that he was called to the studio to do a song for Michael Jackson, to lay a verse. And he told his mother, his family, he was excited, and he went to the studio. He's like, where's Michael Jackson? And they said, oh, he can't come. He went to the later verse. He got up and left. He's like, man, he's not man, and that's Michael Jackson. He's like, man, he wasn't man enough to come say hi to me and speak to me. I don't want to get on the song. He was more about ethics and morals. Like, you know, we look up to you. If you want me on the song, at least come say hi to me. You know, I don't think Pac was just doing stuff for money. Like, it was more personal if he get on the record with you and stuff like that. He didn't really care about the money.
So he was really upset about Michael Jackson not being there. I guess he was super excited to actually talk to him in person and all that stuff.
That's a very particular time in that era, because nowadays people lay vocals entirely away from each other.
At their house.
Put the whole song together.
Never even met him in person.
Yeah.
And they had a collab song together. But Tupac was really, really offended by that.
Mm-hmm. I bet he was.
So the other thing, this is where it get physical.
Okay.
So Michael Jackson was very good friends with icon Quincy Jones.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So Quincy Jones, they were really close. And Quincy Jones' children, whenever you're close with somebody, they kind of become, their kids kind of become like your nieces and nephews 100%. And stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Tupac was actually dating one of Quincy Jones' daughters.
Yeah.
And let's say stuff got a little disrespectful with Tupac and Quincy Jones' daughter while Michael Jackson was around. And this is how that story went.
Jackson watched Quincy Jones' daughters grow up. Fast forward years later, Tupac is dating one of the daughters. I think it was Khadijah. Tupac comes out the party disrespecting Khadijah, like, shut up. Come on. Shut the fuck up and get in the car. Mike stepped to him. Yo, you can't talk to her like that. He was like, Mike, mind your fucking business. Mike was like, no, that's like my niece. You ain't going to just talk to her like that. Michael Jackson, fucking Tupac start rumbling. Michael Jackson beat his ass.
That's right.
No, he did
that's
not.
Right.
He did?
That's right.
he and this is not. All allegedly, by the way.
Was it a slap fight?
Hey, you don't stop playing these.
Hey, you got to look on YouTube and some TikToks to see the real Michael Jackson was.
Hey, my mom lived in East Chicago, Indiana. I know that area. That's right outside of Gary.
Hey, people.
But it's still Michael Jackson.
Hey, people said Michael Jackson was a part of a gang.
Yeah,
people say don't sleep on Michael Jackson.
The Jackson 5.
Hey. Hey, don't sleep on Michael Jackson, man.
I think also sometimes we get into this, we look at some of the ways that people dress or whatever, and we get it wrong. Like, you think of, especially like those dudes like the Ohio Players and all that time where you see them in them bell bottoms and stuff. And part of them bell bottoms, they got a knife in there, right? Like, they will cut you. You got to remember that.
You guys know. That's my era. And Michael Jackson, you're not going to find a much bigger fan than me. But come on.
So you think he was so... And see, this is the other thing, too. People look at Tupac like he was just this... Look, Tupac was not the Tupac that you know.
He was a classically trained actor, singer.
Like, people look at him like he was just born a gang member other stuff. That Tupac escalated over a few years.
Yeah. I think he went to the New York School of Performing Arts.
He went to a performing arts school. It was in Baltimore.
With Jada
Pinkett. He was professionally trained. See, I know my stuff, man. I know where I'm coming from.
And yet still, you're out here down MJ's ability to give people the hands.
You don't think MJ can fight?
No, I don't.
Well, according to that.
You lucky he not here. He can put his hands on you.
Hey, that guy who can't fight reportedly beat up Tupac.
He kicked Tupac's ass. That's when you retire, right? Michael Jackson kicks your ass.
Nah, you just learn to be a little bit more respectful when Mike around. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that was kind of making the rounds, and people were like, oh my God, really? What? So I thought that was kind of
funny. Hold on. See, I'm still trying to learn in the course of this. 832, did Michael Jackson fight Martin Lawrence and whoop him? All right, well, I know what I will be Googling.
All I know is whenever I see Michael Jackson stories about fighting, people say, hey, don't sleep on Michael. Like, we seen some tough gang members pretty much saying, hey, I seen Michael Jackson. Hey, you don't want to rumble with Michael Jackson.
Good Lord.
Yeah, just like you don't want to play Prince and Hoops. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that you would not necessarily think.
Now that I buy because I've seen it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone's seen Mike.
Yeah, a lot of people seen some. Yeah. Whoop Tupac's ass.
Oh, I forgot the Michael Jackson fight with Martin was on the TV show.
Oh, really?
I forgot about that. But American Airlines they're doing a new testing system that will shame travelers who attempt to board before their group has been called.
All right. So how can you do it?
I guess so.
Because people just kind of stand up.
Which I don't understand.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, so, you know, when you board the plane, sometimes they call you by groups.
Yeah.
And some people kind of skip their own group and then they go in. So apparently there will be like a system where if you scan your ticket.
Oh, the actual scanning.
It will beep where they tell you, get your ass back in the line.
No, that's good. No, that's good. Do it.
I never got that in part because, I mean, especially with all of the assigned seating, and I know Southwest is also going to assigned seating here shortly. Where you just want to sit on the plane longer? I don't understand. What are we?
They want to get their baggage put up.
That's true. I always forget
they want
about
to get
the
carry-ons put up. That's what it is. But I'm all for it, 100%. Let every airline do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never really been a line jumper when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I just kind of chill till they call my group.
We'll be good.
Yeah. And I guess part of the time, too, is only me and one other person traveling. It's not like I got four people and I'm trying to get all the seats and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you're also it's because nobody trusts their fellow travelers to be reasonable people and not bring two carry-on bags and take up all the bins and stuff.
Yeah, but shout out to American Airlines. We're going to shame folks for
I hope they do.
For line
jumping. Shout out to American. Do that. But a great point comes in as well. Never understood why do they board the plane front to back?
No, they order I thought they did back. Front is just first class.
No, you got to go through the front.
No, they do. Yeah, I had that backwards. Yeah, they go front to back. Yeah, they go front to back.
So you got
to
walk in front of everybody that already sat down. It feels like logically you would start from the back, have those people load in, the people in the front. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know things.
What's something your parents let you do as a kid that will probably get them arrested?
Oh,
nowadays 713-572-4610. Text some in. A couple of them I thought about, and I guess this kind of relate to a lot of people in Houston and Texas in general. Riding in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, that I know.
I think every kid rode in the back of a pickup truck at one point. I did.
All right, so let's go through this list. But I just scrolled through your list. Only one of these things did my parents not allow me to do.
Oh, so you were
really? Yeah, because I was in that era.
Yeah,
I
mean, that era where they cared about you, but they didn't kind of care about you.
So after we're done here, I will see if you can guess which one they did not allow me to. Because pretty much every one of these, they allowed me to do.
Yeah, I'm going to go through this list real quick. Yeah. Staying at home at a young age.
Oh, yeah. Definitely did that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, just don't open the door for nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't touch nothing.
That's right. Yeah,
just watch TV until I get home. Not using your seatbelt or car seats. My parents was guilty of that.
They was like, "Nah, you gotta buckle up.
Y'all gotta guess which one is the only one."
Oh, this is a game that we're playing. Yeah, now. You definitely didn't have to buckle your seatbelt.
They allowed me to do every one of these except one.
Yeah, no, they let you ride in the car without no seatbelt.
All right, what about this one? Going outside to play without supervision.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Every
yeah.
day,
all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
Every day.
Hell, I drove to Columbus one time.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
What about this one? Walking or biking long distance alone?
Yeah.
I
bet you did.
Every day.
I bet you did.
But see, like, if I told my parents I was about to do that, they would be like, "Nah," but I just go for it. I just ride, you know, they'll mind me riding around the corners and all that stuff, but
I rode my bike
go for it.
To school in third grade every day. It was about a mile and a half away.
Damn.
There's a number of people talking about how their parents or grandparents would send them to the store to pick up beer and cigarettes. Or cigarettes.
Yeah, that's actually on the list, being able to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, I never bought cigarettes.
My
dad would give me money, and I'd go to Zimmerman's on the corner, a little store, and buy him cigarettes when I was like 12 and 13.
Mm. You ever pocket one or two?
No, I was never, you know, you guys know that. I've never really been that.
Okay,
not cigars. I do.
Yeah. What about this one? Drinking from a garden hose.
That's how you got your hydration, baby. Because
you're not about to go in and out the house. When you can't go in the house, we got to get some water.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one? Fireworks. Your parents let you do fireworks and all that stuff?
We had bottle rocket wars, throwing them at each other. Pew! It would go right by your head.
We did that one time with the Roman candles.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
That's so stupid, man. It looked cool. I wish we had like cameras and stuff around that time because it looked super cool, but we definitely played wars with Roman candles.
So I never did that because I never had a want to really mess with fireworks. I was like, nah, there's enough danger there that y'all got it. Let somebody professionally do this. Although, we get a text in. I was asking, why don't they board the plane back to front? And someone said, if you load the back of the plane first, the wheels will come off the ground in the front. Is that true? I don't know.
That feels kind of... It's not a paper airplane.
I mean, the way that they building them, you ask Boeing. Don't say that too loud. Boeing might try it.
But enough about Spirit.
I know. I was about to say the Wright brothers. Their plane. It might happen if that was their plane. But what about this one? No helmets for biking or skateboarding.
They didn't even make them.
All the time.
They didn't even make them.
Yeah.
They really didn't.
Yeah. They didn't make that a big deal back then.
281 said their parents used to leave them in the car where they were at the store.
Oh, 100%. That happened to me.
My mom was like, "You gonna stand here, you gonna walk with me." Yeah. "You gonna push this cart," in fact.
Yeah.
What about going on long road trips without car safeties?
Yeah, they didn't even have seatbelts in the back seats.
So sleeping in the back without, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Handling firearms.
Nope.
That's something I...
Did that.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. My dad... So for New Year's, my dad let me go in the back. And he actually...
He let you pop some off in the air?
He held my hand, so it wasn't like I was just free.
But still. But
yeah, no. Nah.
That's the one thing y'all not supposed to be doing. They got to come back down, man.
That's the most dangerous thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, young and dumb.
Yeah. Nah, that's true. What about this one? Playing with potentially dangerous toys. So, like, darts, BB guns, and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think I had those now that I think about it.
Did that, too. I'm not proud. I'm just saying.
I mean,
it was a different time, man. We used to have... It might be gone now. You see that scar right there? There used to be a BB stuck in my arm that just was left. See that white spot?
Okay.
I had a BB. My brother shot at me. It just stayed in there, and I could always move. Oh, it is still in there. You can feel it.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
You can feel the BB right there.
Yeah, the last couple ones I got is sunscreen and jumping around on bouncing cars or a trampoline.
Sunscreen is the winner.
Really?
They always made me wear sunscreen.
Really?
All of the things. That's the one.
Guns, fireworks, buying cigarettes, you know, all that other stuff.
Being unaccompanied by an adult.
Riding my bike.
But I'll be damned.
You are going to wear sunscreen.
Damn.
Because we always went fishing into the beach and stuff.
We not letting this myeloma come
My through. Mom would, and it was that white stuff, I would look like a mummy. You know, oh, out there, she would just like, of all the things, yeah, sunscreen.
I never even wore sunscreen until I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I started putting a little bit on, but I don't really care for it, man.
Yeah, I've learned to love sunscreen, especially when you get out on that golf course.
Big.
Yeah, we don't want to change the hue of how you look just because you decided to go out there and get on the links. Yeah. Appreciate you, Fig.
I like that.
I think basically we all just thought back to our childhoods about how much less safe it actually was.
It's a miracle I'm still here.
Although, like, it's funny. We lived in technically a less safe world, but we was out there. We was wilding.
The one that got me was the parents going in the store or something like that and leaving the kids in the car.
Bro.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you, the car wasn't on neither.
Oh, no,
it wasn't. In there.
Windows down. I'm like, man, the boogeyman could have got us.
Anybody.
Ain't nobody take us.
Anybody. So.
It's about three of us back then. You could never do that now, man.
You really could.
I've never even seen that in a long time.
No.
What I guess we will call the good old days, I guess.
All right.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand off to the guys of the drive. But Alex Smith put up an interesting concept. Is the NFC stronger than the AFC right now? We'll talk about that next.